Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sweat, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J, in the building. It's yet another beautiful day on the show. Wednesday, to be exact, as we call it. Hump day. I said it so bland. Let me give it to y'all the real way. Hump day after dusk. So, yes, man, it's our final show of the week. We always read shows on Mondays and Wednesdays. And, man, yeah, it's going to be a very, very, very interesting show. got a lot of stuff we want to talk about. Excuse me. Yes, now I know, this is the first show I've done this week because I was not on Monday's show. I actually had some special guest hosts in for me. Thank you, Reverend Phil, so good. Thank you, Phil, from accounting, and thank you. Over to Tyrone for I thank them all, man, for holding it down and being such a great host. So yeah, you know, we might let them host for different shows. I don't know if I let them all host all again because they're crazy. I don't know if I should let them all host a show again, but I'll kind of split them up. So yeah, I'm excited, man. Excited. But yes, it is. Man, it's just so dope, man. Like, so today was just an interesting day for me. One thing that you just have to sit back and just reflect on sometimes is, like, one of the hardest things in life is knowing who is in your corner and who is not. And whatever you want, and one thing to understand is no one, and I mean no one, is 100% in your corner. There's always an asterisk next to, when people will hold you down. It's always an asterisk, you know, basically, you know, I'll hold you down, but then asterisk, you know, followed by what, you know, what the actual requirements are or exceptions to the rule. So, yeah, like, it's just really interesting, like, trying to identify knowing who's in your corner and who is not. But before I get into all that, I see Nay is in the building too. So what's up, co-hosts with the Moses?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, Nay. I was just getting into the start of my, you know, just kind of just going to something that I was thinking about today. It's not something I just thought about today, but it came into play today and just really made me start thinking, like, really hard. And that was the matter of sometimes you got to be careful because some people that's in your circle are sometimes your worst enemies. Do you agree with me on that statement, Nay?
Yeah, I definitely do agree.
Like, it's messed up because some of the people that you hold to a high regard, and especially, you know, when you only speak highly of them, some of them kind of, you know, it's kind of crazy when people are behind your back and talking down to you, and it's just kind of messed up because it's always crazy ways you end up finding out, and so here you are, you gotta watch what you say more. And now you got to, you know, bring that circle down to the screeching halt. But I was saying the fact of, hell, you sometimes, you know, yeah, pretty much everyone, and I, you know, it is what it is, everyone, I say, is not in your, it's not going to be 100% in your circle. I don't care what people say. That's me included. Like, I don't care what anyone says, like, in day, you know that everyone is not 100% in your circle. And it is, I mean, it's not always a bad thing. It could be a bad thing if it has negative side effects. Now, yeah, because sometimes there's some people like, well, if I'm busy, you know, it's certain things that, you know, understandable. But if the person is, like, putting thorns in your back, then it sucks. So I want, before we, you know, we get deep to the show, that's just an opening topic I came into play want to talk about. Like, Nate, I know you gave me your quick answer. What's your take on it? What would you have to say about that?
I mean, honestly, your biggest haters or your biggest enemies is going to be your family.
Man.
It's going to be somebody in your family. And I'm just being honest. For instance, I'm going to say her name, but we cousins, for instance. For what, though? We get the same 24 hours in a day. Then it's like 1 minute we'd be cool, the next minute we not. So now at this point, family or not, I don't care. Like, I got to distance myself. You got bad energy. I can't even have you around me. For instance, like one time, this guy invited me out, and I told him, like, okay, well, I'm going to bring my cousin since I'm going to the club. I'll bring her. And he got a section or whatever like that. First of all, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have been in this section drinking free alcohol or any of that, got in the club free or any of that. So we leaving, and this one dude tried talking to me, right?
What?
And I guess she thought he looked good or whatever. So she got mad, talking about all you niggas care about is a bitch with a big ass, and I'm about to go to school to be a nurse and all this and that. Don't that sound like Shay? Like,
yeah.
First of all, she wasn't even in college. I'm the one that's actually in college. She don't even got no high school diploma. But you talking about you about to go to school to be a nurse, and you talking about all niggas care about is a bitch with a fat ass. I mean, I do got a fat ass. Sorry. I mean, I can't help that I got a fat ass. I mean,
it's all right.
But this is your own family, though. Your own family.
Yeah, like,
and it's the same cousin. I let her come live at my house rent free with all three of her kids and everything.
Yeah, it's always the people you get the key to Camelot, like, dumb the ones you got to go, God damn it, really? And so, you know what sucks more about those kind of situations? When you just said something nice of it, when you just spoke highly about them, literally in the same day. But what I don't like even more, I don't like when people, when you talk to them, and then all of a sudden they doing their best OJ's impersonation. They smile in your face, all along will take your place. Yes. Like, I mean, end of the day, like you said, you get the same 24 hours in a day. And everybody want, like, people want to play, people want to try to play Pokemon. People's lives are not Pokemon, bro. Like, you don't have to try to collect, I'm kind of try to catch them all. Like, people have got to get a grip. You don't have to be in control of everything. And really, especially in, you know, when it comes to, you know, comes to working hard and doing all these different things, you need a team. But what you don't need is people who are supposed to be part of your core team stab you in the goddamn back.
Exactly. Like, do what you gotta do. Like, get the same 24 day. How you decide to live your life don't got anything to do with me. What you do in your 24 hours of your day, that's on you.
And if you got a problem about me, you address me. Like, I don't talk to someone else about me. Because I'm real, because if I'm cool with you, I'm going to listen. Because if we're cool, it should be in that type of relationship to where I can talk to you about whatever, you know, I can talk to you about whatever. We might not agree, but guess what? To some degree, I bet you I'm listening and retaining information, and I might actually move forward with using some of that information myself. So we ain't got to stop doing that. Like, this backstabbing, people pretty much auditioning to play the part of Judas in life. We got to quit doing that. And y'all know how I feel about being on this show, man. Like, I love coming to the show because I love being able to talk about, you know, the things, like just getting things on my chest and really just addressing it. And I, like, sometimes I be wanting to say stuff on Facebook name, but you know what? This show saves me from saying so much on Facebook because I wait till I get here and then I talk about it because you know how it be, Nate. People tend, like, when you on Facebook and you voice your opinion, people try to flip it however they want to. When we on the show, we get to actually explain we get to actually not only state an opinion, but we get to break down our bullet points of why our opinion is where it's at. Like, my thoughts can't be grabbed in a screenshot, bro. You gotta you gotta talk to me, or come attend me talking. So yeah, that's pretty much that's the opening topic I wanted to get into. That is, you know, it's just something that weighed in my heart, and I hope, man, you know, anybody that applies to, it don't just mean we're just dealing with me, but I mean, like, you know, anyone that's listening whose lives, you know, that applies to, you know, just make sure you be careful, man. Like, watch all your directions, man. Call them directions, eat immediate directions, all that stuff, and make sure that you're not getting screwed over, because, yeah, some stuff you can't help, but if you start noticing signs, you just pull back a little bit more. And that's what I'm going to be doing. Like, that's what I do. When I notice you on some slick stuff, I say, let's see. So, yeah. That's pretty much it on that front. But anyways, I'll remind you guys, we got the list of six things. We call it the six. We pick a topic and then we make a list of six based on that topic, and then Nate has Seduction 101, and you never know what's going to happen in Seduction 101. It could be a plethora of topics. Nonetheless, what we're doing, we're going into a quick song break. When we come back from the song break, we will get into Seduction 101 first, and then later on the show, we get into the six. So you tune into Life at the Dust Live, your boy, Teddy J., and your girl, Nay Seduction.
Man, hey, man, A-side shit, man, Southside, man. The shit show, Cloverland, Texas, man. What it do?
Yeah. Southside, part time. I'm a lover, long time. Got a ring, but that ain't no match. Got a text, want that old thing back. Mo City with an ass so fat. In the swap where we meet up at. Pull up with the South, she dripping. Fucking like I can't catch feelings. We be flipping down West time. Flousin' like Johnny Dime. Get a place where he ain't gon' find me. Swingin' hard, might ruin my alignment. We both dealing with emotions. Pussy feel good like the ocean. See me hurt the game, and I'm chosen. Still going to the six in the morning.
She like body rockin', knockin' noble. She like body rockin', knockin' noble. Can we slow it down like H-Town? I'ma lay you down like H-Town. I can turn your body to a playground.
I got a chick from from Greens Point, and she always pull up with a mean joint. And I told her, meet me at PJ Fish. She pulled up and we had a pre-made dish. I got a chick from River Oaks, and she got her own shit. She don't live with her folks. And shouted, just my type. And she go pay for the flight, and she go stay for the night. And she real playful, you right. And she go make shrimp and rice. Now y'all know that's what I like. Give it to me, I'ma bank it off the backboard quick. Just like Freddie, I be on some trap boy shit. I got green ice in my clover thick. This king life, now who you rolling with? Get in, that right, that right.
She like body rocking, knocking up.
Hold up, hold up.
She like body rocking, knocking up. Slow it down like
Ace Town.
I'ma lay you down like Ace Town. Turn your body to a playground.
Cadillac whip with the candy drip. In a sit low with a trunk full of bricks. How many times can a Sprite remix? The same amount of bars that I got when I fit. Unlimited like a dividend. Slow bang with a diva. Only eat green M&M's. The Louis Genuine. Stand cinnamon. What a gentleman. Cutting up a venison. Behind red rope with the candlelight smoke. Strawberries mixed with the cantaloupe. Her ass poke out like chrome down spokes. Astro weed make you choke. Home of the trappers. Screwed up rappers. They're on the right to the masters. We can leave the planet. Bend over backwards. Finna take you to NASA. H-Town.
She like body rocking, knocking up. She like body rocking, knocking up.
Can we slow it down like H-Town? I'ma lay you down like H-Town. Turn your body to a playground.
All right. Bringing that back. Right here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy Seti J. And oh yeah, by the way, I randomly decided today's title of the show is Tell Me What You Want, What You Really, Really Want. I said, I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I wanna. Okay. I get that my sister now. All right, Nate, what you got for Seduction 101?
This Seduction 101, I'm going to elaborate on the killing, the death of Nipsey Hussle. It's a tough situation. And it weighed on my heart because I lost my father due to violence. And that's the same way he lost his life. Whether it's a government conspiracy or whether it's somebody from his hood that came and killed him, it still died due to violence. And it's just so unfortunate that he have children that he left behind. And now these parents have to explain to their children that their father is no longer here with them. It's a tough, tough situation. And my thing is, why did nobody shoot back? All the people, from my point of view, that I've seen as far as the video footage, nobody tried to protect this man. Not one person tried to protect him. And it was all the people outside. And not only did he get killed in front of his place where he do business, where he owned his place of employment, where he can employ other people, they shot this man in front of his 2-year-old son. How can you be that heartless where you kill a man in front of his son, a child, a 2-year-old, somebody that's innocent? It's just sickening how this world is. Like, they don't understand that they've taken these kids' father away, and now they have to grow up and learn how to live without their father being here on earth with them. And every little girl, you have a daughter, you got some sons, every little girl needs their father. It's something that a mother cannot teach their daughter. And something a father cannot teach their daughter. So, therefore, a daughter needs both parents. As far as a son, there's certain things a mother can teach their son, but it's certain things father has to teach them. So, it's a messed up situation. It's it's tough. And now you then broke several people's hearts, tore people's family apart by taking this man away. And it's like, right, you got to be careful. You got to be careful no matter where you at. You can't be too comfortable. It don't matter if you own that business or not. You can't be too comfortable. You can't let your guard down because you never know. You never know what could take place. You never know what could happen at this point. And you can't trust everybody. All them people that was there and didn't do shit, come on now. Y'all gave this man an opportunity.
Worry about freaking likes.
After Nipsey got shot, he was still alive, but y'all let that man come back and kick that man in his head and everything? Come on now. It's ridiculous to me. Somebody could have did something. But as soon as this man died, everybody wanted to take out their phone and record this man. But what was y'all doing before that? Y'all wasn't doing anything. It just don't add up, and it's not making any sense, and it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. Like, this man was trying to change a lot of people's lives. This man was turning his life around. He was leaving the streets behind. He was taking care of his family. And y'all took this man away from his family. Y'all took this man away from the community. Y'all took this man away from making music to change people's lives. It's just messed up. These kids have to grow up without their father. That's my whole thing. These kids need their father. Kids need their father. It's things that the father needs to teach these kids.
So,
and it's not
I have
easy
a question
for
a for
mother
you.
To raise their kids when a father is taken away by violence. It's not easy because they are still coping with the death of their child's father. It's harder on the parents to look after the children.
Because, so I have a few questions for you, Gardner. Like, one, like, how old were you when you lost your father?
I was a baby, 10 months old. I wasn't even one yet.
So you really didn't ever get a chance to say a word to him, which sucks.
Exactly. I mean, he was around me. He used to pick me up, hold me, play with me, and everything. But I can't remember these memories because I was only a baby. I can only hear the memories. That's all I can go off of is memories people tell me, things my family tell me about my father.
Right. And to me, that's why, like, it's so weird bringing, like, I want you to take on this too, like, because a lot of people, they get mad because, oh, their father wasn't around enough or whatever. But at least you can still go yell at him for not being around.
Exactly. You have the opportunity to make it right with your father. He's still here. He's still on earth. Some of us don't have our father to yell at or talk to or go to for advice or any of that. So if you still got your father here, if your father is still alive, you are blessed. You are blessed. And you can make the situation right as long as you got your father here on earth.
Mhm. Like, how did you like? So, like, especially like, for those who don't know, just a reminder. You know, she does have a foundation called the Richardson Foundation, which this topic goes hand in hand with one of these they handle. And so, my question for you, as well, is how do you? I know it's. Heck, I mean, it's a really weird question, basically. But how in the world do you cope with this every day?
used to cry every day, or I used to cry every blue moon. I used to throw these little fits every blue moon because I wanted my father, and I used to cry. Then here come my mom, you know, telling me it's okay, it's okay. Now as an adult, coping with it is still not easy. I never cry anymore. I haven't cried in a long time. With any situation, I just haven't cried in a while. But coping with this is starting my nonprofit organization. That's how I'm coping with it. Starting this mentoring group and being able to help young girls who've been through the same situation as me. That's me coping.
Exactly. I mean, I commend you for that because, yeah, it's not, you know, I'm blessed that I have both my parents. And, you know, to me, you know, everyone else would say, oh, the perfect parent. You know what? They're perfectly imperfect. I can say this, that they still did a damn good job. And yeah, like I'm blessed every day to be able to say, man, they both are here. And you know, I don't take it for light. People like you that go through those things is why I don't take my, you know, people might try to, that's why I hate people want to throw the whole daddy's little girl or mama's boy moniker or somebody. That's for anybody got to say, because some people, they can't go talk to their parents anymore. So if you got a problem with talking to my parents, then oh well, that's on you. But I cherish every day they're here. Every day. I don't take it for granted at all. I think that's what separates a lot of people. Like, a lot of people always want to complain about what they don't have, but the little that you do have, you take it for granted. Enjoy what you do have before you reach out for more. Jesus, today, we on some real ish today, so that's God's excuses, man. It's just, you know, hey, it's not that I'm out there, we're always mad. It's not that we're just mad necessarily, but sometimes some of these moments like this open a door for us to talk about some stuff that a lot of people are thinking, but they don't know how to say it. And we have the gift and the blessing to be able to do this show and be able to talk about those things, open up the floor, and some of the stuff we might say, you know, people are like, you know what? I was doing the same thing. He pretty much, or she pretty much said what I was thinking.
Yeah,
well, Nate, I appreciate you for A, sharing some of the story, and B, I appreciate the topic, too. So that was a good seduction 101. Like I told y'all last week, I never know. Seduction 101, for the breakdown of people, it's not always, yes, I know the word seduction is it throws you off, but y'all know how I am on the show. Everything always has multiple meanings on the show. And, yeah, in this case, to this week, it was about a serious life situation. So, thank you for that topic, man. It was a really good one.
People just need to open up their eyes and wake up and see the true meaning of life. And don't take life for granted.
Exactly. I also say this. I add this. Stop worrying about the next man. Stop comparing yourself to the next person. Work on your path. And appreciate what you always want to grow, but appreciate what you have done. Quit if you worry about what everyone else is doing, you're always going to be unsatisfied.
And you're taking time away from yourself when you're thinking about other people and what they're doing.
Hello. I don't care. I got all these different weird things about me. I can't be somebody else. It's not happening. It's not in my chemical makeup. It's not happening. So, do things within your set of your life set. Do it that way. Quit worrying about everybody freaking out.
Do what they go for. Mind your business. Serve your energy.
And shoot, look out for another. Good Lord. Quit being so quick to get these goddamn cell phones out so you can record something because you want to hurry up and be the first person to post a video in the shade room or something.
Right.
Get the hell out of here and actually do something.
This is what's wrong with social media now. People so quick to pull out their phones.
You can literally be drowning and people are like, okay, I got to get this on video real quick. Well, within the time that you were trying to get the goddamn video ready, you could have been pulling me at the damn water. Man, I tell you, some of these meetings, ridiculous. All right, well, y'all, we're going to another quick song break. We come back, and we're going to have the six for y'all, which is a list of 16 based on a particular topic. All right, y'all, we'll be back right here on Life After Dusk Live. Life After Dusk Live, baby, baby. And let's see. Who am I feeling today? Who am I feeling? Spinning the wheel. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is a good one right here.
When she walks into the room, there is nothing but majestic regalness. She may be little, but her presence towers over the mediocre. She may be soft-spoken, but her voice is amplified by every consonant and vowel she speaks. She is a warrior, a rider, an angel with a Teflon vest on, baby. My crown is high and match my self-esteem. They took contagious, I need a vaccine. I keep it razor sharp like Wolverine. I keep it queen. When the door swung open, I just go open when I hit the stage. When the words hit the tongue, they dancing off the face. Frenemies and rage. You can't do what I do. You can't use thought process to make the verses logical. I'm trying to keep my composure, keep it clean like I'm supposed to, but you keep trying to roast her, so I'll go here for my hosta. Hitters be like, why you go so hard? Can't you be fancy? You trying to throw me shade while you rocking my Cuban panties? Can't be. When I stand up, you sit down. When I come through, you bow down. When I hit the stage, I spit round. Red dot on the forehead, clown. Where the real kings in the building. Fake dudes are so revealing. They gross and unappealing. And I'm definitely in my feelings. So I guess it's passing time. Rhyme for rhyme, I lose my mind. Punchline for punchline. I'm Frank Lucas all the time. I'm so ruthless on my grind. Keep it clean, so watch me shine. You are just a falling line. I suggest you get the rest of your crew and get the step in. My words a deadly weapon. BA is where I'm repping. Make it classic like Led Zeppelin. I'm vicious, chemistry is so malicious. You tasting so delicious, cause I fried you with my lyrics.
That was good.
Real queens, we move in silence. We don't resort to violence. Spitting hotness, sitting on my throne back straight, just like a goddess. Modest is my dress, being humble is my test. My new goal, reign supreme and be better than the rest. But my attitude can be some kind of rude, obtuse and very crude. My current mood is using haters, that's my fuel.
Yep.
Your current state is falling victim to my fate. Please excuse your peasantry, cause I got too much here on my plate.
Cooler. All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. Nate Seduction. I need seduction. All right, I'm done. Oh, man. Okay, so I decided for the list this week, I decided let's do something a little different. Now, usually we have like a topic, but instead of like a topic, it's basically like a meld of another segment that I do on Mondays called Crickets of the Week. And we pick a cricket, you know, we name a few crickets or two or three, and we talk about these crazy crooks and all that. But today, for the six, we are going to do a Crickets of the Week edition of the six. So basically, what we're going to do, we're going to name some people who are doing some cricket-worthy-ish out here. They might not be, some might be famous, some might not be famous. But nonetheless, if you're doing some cricket-worthy behavior, I'm calling that ish out today. Just know I am. And yet we'll be followed by this. All right, so, I'm gonna start from the top. So y'all know how this goes. We go round robin. I go one, Nate goes two. I go three, Nate goes four. I go five, Nate goes six. All right, so number one of the six for the six this week, the Crickets of the Week edition. I'm going to have to say my first cricket is going to have to go to, and this is going to be a very general statement. And that is the guy who was at the front, oh, this ain't Jones, same car is buying out. The guy who was at the front desk at the hotel I was at in New York this weekend, it was one dude, he was nice as hell. He was very accommodating. I'm like, oh, I'm going to write a great review about you. But you got the other one? He was acting like the guy. I mean, he was just in his goddamn feelings. Like, dude, chill out. He was acting like so jumpy. Like, dude, I'm staying here in your hotel. I'm not going to jump you in any way. Chill the F out. And I'm not from here, so I ain't lost my goddamn mind. So I know because you was a different race, you had to be Asian, and he saw I was a black guy. So oh my god, tall black guy, need to be nervous, dude. Chill the entire fuck out. Good lord. So let me go ahead and give him a cricket of the week. Very deserving. Like stop that crap, man. Every tall black guy is not dangerous. All right, Dane, number two.
Number two, I want to give crickets to all the deadbeat baby mamas.
What got you on that?
No, it'd be some single fathers out here for real that's taking care of the child, being both parents, being the mother and being the father. And then, you know, say the kid go over there for the weekend because the dad got full custody because the mama a crackhead. You want to be wearing your daughter's shoes, but you don't want to buy your daughter no more shoes, fucking up her shoes. Bitch, beat it.
Goodness, taught her to beat it like she Michael Jackson. Good lord.
For real, beat it.
Just
for real,
beat it.
Just beat it.
Oh my god, I got to top that delivery on the end, on the closing part of that is just awesome. Okay,
just beat it.
I got to work hard.
I'm about to start telling people that.
You gonna start thinking of a thing, just beat it. No, you not, please. Oh my god,
I'm gonna have
I am
to get
not
that
ready
trademark.
For Michael Jackson might already have that Trey. Michael Jackson might already have that Trey York.
Well, he did now, so oh well.
Oh, goodness, what in the world? So, yes, all right, so that's number three. I'm about to give a cricket to my boy and TSA. That was doing way too much yelling for me. Let me go ahead. Matter of fact, I got two TSA people I'm about to give crickets to. Two of y'all forget these crickets. Go ahead and sign them off, please. Let me tell you something about yourself. See, when I come with TSA, I don't have to. Let me remind you something. Yes, I understand. You have to be tough as a sign of authority. I understand that. But being an asshole is not in your job description. Being authoritative, okay. Being an asshole, not your job description. So there was an incident on my way to New York. There was a certain TSA officer. He clearly saw that I was over there struggling with stuff in my hand, and my ID was there. I just needed his help to pull it out for me to help me out. And he goes, I'm not pulling your ID out for you. What? Are you that much of an asshole? So I'm just sitting there and have me struggle looking silly as hell because you want to beat that guy. And I didn't split them up into two because it's kind of all the same bracket. But then on my way back to Texas, let's talk about this other TSA dude who was hollering for no freaking reason. Like, dude, I'm not your damn child. Dial it down. He wouldn't talk to me to break. He was just reading on people. I was like, all right, man, whatever. So, yeah, I need TSA to dial. These people that's doing too much TSA to dial it down. A lot of people at TSA are nice. Like, but it's just some man. They bring their problems to work and really treat us like crap because they job tell us what they can. Like, come on.
Or
man.
They really think
Cookie
they got a lot of authority. Or they think they got so much authority. Nah, your ass only got authority in the airport. Shut up.
Hello. Cricket. You got to deal with TSA this weekend, too. Or did you deal with asshole TSA people?
I haven't encountered any.
I did, unfortunately. That dude, I mean, now you had to see this. I'm over here trying to do two things at once, trying to slowly get ready to put my carry-on stuff, put myself in there to get ready to put the x-ray in, trying to get him the ID. Like, you wilding, dude. Just pull it. I see if it makes you go in the wild. I literally got, it's in my little phone holder, and it's literally sticking out. All you can do is slide it up, and you got it. Same effort. I don't get it. But whatever. Nate, number four.
Number four. I'm going to give crickets to all the niggas who be in my inbox or my DM. No one. Y'all got baby mama's girlfriends, wife, fiancés, or whatever you want to call it. I ain't the one that's about to be your mistress, your side bitch. The bitch that you fuck with when you in town, I ain't that bitch. So, yeah, I need to cut it with that.
Then all of a sudden, you they baby mama.
And then, when you get caught up, you want to unsend your messages on Instagram. Funny as hell.
More cookies for that one. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say about that cricket before we go to five?
That is just so weird to me. Like, what? Like, y'all be lying y'all ass off on Instagram. Lord.
So basically, what you want to tell me in DMs is to just beat it.
Beat it. Just beat it. Period. Period.
Just beat it. Beat it.
Just beat it, bitch.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's about to be my new song.
Number
just
five.
Beat it, bitch.
Oh, my God. But number five goes into what I was talking about earlier in the show. How many, y'all, whoever that applies to, I need you to get together because we got too much stuff to be doing to be having you being distracted. I need my circle to be tightening and on point because we got way too much to accomplish and we can't do as much collectively if you're out there being on some sneaky-ish. So, but pretty much my crickets of the week goes to anybody that's out there being sneaky and not being a very good person that's in the circle. Don't be in here being a wolf in sheep's clothing. Or being a goddamn cricket. Because for all I can say is, if you're going to be my circle acting up, then guess what you can do? What can they do?
Just beat it. Just beat it. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Okay, number one. Ooh, number six. Hey, you get the last one or number six?
Number six. I want to give crickets to social media.
Oh.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say why. Because on social media, people can pretend to be something they're not. Social media got people thinking they this and they that. They bosses. They some badass bitches. And they also, like, they doubt it. But in real life, that's not really how they is. Or that's not really how they operate. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, people just be whoever they want. They can be whoever they want to be on social media.
Mm-hmm. Like social media don't show the fact you extra high yellow in person. Like they high yellow. Like she go get the highlighter and highlight. You just high yellow,
not
bro.
High yellow. No, I'm
first,
not.
Oh, bruh, I was watching it the live when I was in New York and you was in ATL. We were checking in, messing with you. You was looking extra high yellow. I was like, damn, they extra high yellow.
I am not high yellow. I am caramel.
The only difference between they is she actually texts back. Unlike some of the typical high yellow that don't text back.
You're funny. Oh, Lord.
I say, hey, when they be texting back, I'm like, hey, Nathan texted me back. Ow. Other than that, so what, you got anything else you want to add to
nah,
the before we come
in? Be who you is for real. Don't just do it for the gram. Do it in real life.
Or what?
Or just beat it.
I was waiting for it. Just beat it. Oh, man.
Beat it.
No, it was defeated. Okay. Doing too much today. Yeah, that was the six. Very petty the six. We had a little fun with that one. You know, I know the first two topics we was really going in. But we decided, you know, I'm still going in. I was still going in. Don't get me wrong. I was still going in on the six. But I made a little more lighthearted. Period. If you got a problem,
just beat it,
guess what you can do? Just beat it.
Just beat it.
Oh, my goodness. And if you all alone and you ain't got no one else to play with, guess what you can do?
Just be the bitch.
They don't want to participate in a sexual end over there. But yes, nonetheless. So, yeah, so, man, I thank everyone for this today's show. Got a lot of things coming up. Stay tuned alert. So, yes, make sure, don't forget these things. Human Cameras Magazine, deadline is this weekend. And then also, too, if you are in the Dallas area this weekend, this Saturday in particular, come out to the lounge. At the lounge, you have my girl, Nikki Fox, in the building, hosting the event. And I'm still laughing at when I let her get on the live, and she was like, they make you fun. You know, I was laughing at y'all. Y'all are hilarious. I was like, oh, Lord. So, yes. Nonetheless, that's what's going down. That's what's up. You got anything you want to mention, Nate, before we get ready to go in the moment?
3 weeks to Atlanta. 3 weeks.
I know. And speaking of which, 3 weeks to Atlanta, I need to get together because I'm over here doing. I'm over here like, dang it, I have not planned all my stuff yet. I need to get together and stop.
Oh, let me know
around.
If you need me to book your hotel room.
Okay. You know, I'm gonna let you know.
Okay.
I will let you know. Okay.
And I dropped a new picture today.
I saw it, Dad. She was looking delicious.
Period.
I looked at that picture. Yeah. I said, "Jeff beat it."
You funny as hell. Oh yeah.
Oh, I had to give myself tickets for that one. Jeff beat it. But yeah, it is my guess. Oh, so Monday show. Man, y'all, we're gonna get political here on the show on Monday. Look at us being responsible. Yeah, so our Monday, we have, you know, we might even do this on Wednesday. We might get responsible all next week. Look at us. So on Monday we got Cleveland Harris, who is actually running for one of the positions on the school board from this upcoming May. Early voting will be on April 22nd. So y'all get ready. Y'all get a chance to be able to learn more about him and learn why he goes by the campaign slogan of pool of games are meant to be played at the pool table, not where our kids' education. So y'all get to know more and more about what that's about. So I can't wait to he'll be here with me live. So I'll be doing the Facebook live with him as well as doing it. And heck, we'll see what I might be responsible next Wednesday. Yeah, we're gonna be very responsible next week. I'm so proud of ourselves being good little boys and girls. Yes. Anyways, everybody, we appreciate y'all for tuning into the show. Remind you, if you miss any parts of the show, you can go to duskspot.com. That's duskspot.com /duskspotradio. Go there, you can listen to all of the shows right there in one place. And it even got the button, hyperlink buttons underneath it, in case you want to go to iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and be able to subscribe and enjoy the shows. You can go all the way back to show number one, and bam. So, yes. So, again, people, thank you for tuning in. We're rolling on out. Remind you, in everything you do, no matter what you do,
No matter what you do. Remember, there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to another episode of Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Sandy J. Our name? What's the public service announcement we give everybody every freaking hump day?
If you go hump, please be responsible or just beat it.
I knew it. I felt it. I had to let in my spirit. I said, she's going to say it. I feel it coming. I know you're going to act wild. Okay, y'all, we are out. Dang, it's too much. We are out, y'all. Peace.